Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Mile High Club. I'm your host tonight, Jet Setting Jasmine, and with me is my co-pilot, King. Are you there?
Yes, I am. How you doing tonight, Jazz?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. Getting my legs back under me from a very long tour, so I'm glad to be back.
Since our last show, you've been overseas and around the country. Tell us a little bit about what's been going on.
Well, with my new album coming out, I've been on tour, you know, both in Scandinavia and all across the United States. We've done 33 cities in about a month and a half, so.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's been good. Everybody has loved song that's dedicated to our show and our fantasy flight party. To every city that I've been in, people have been asking about how to bring you and I back and following up with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and all that. And then you actually got to come on stage with me.
I did. And it's so exciting because I don't rap, I don't sing, but I managed to get on that stage. And do what it is that we love to do. So we had a little bit of bondage going on. We had some wax on stage. I mean, it totally unexpected for a hip-hop show. I enjoyed myself thoroughly. And the song is definitely, really being well-received. So everyone that's listening, you'll get to hear it at the end of tonight's show.
Sooner than later, we'll be able to release the video for it when the hip-hop sites are not afraid of sexuality and freeness and openness and all that good stuff.
Yeah, well, you know, if you threw a few derogatory terms in there, it probably would be up already, but in due time. Now, we have some other exciting news. So your picture and your profile appeared on the cover of the AVN and also XBiz. Tell our listeners a little bit about what we're up to.
Well, should I speak for both of us or for just myself at the moment? How you want to let them know?
You can speak for me anytime.
Oh, okay. Well, both of us have signed with the V Agency, the Verone Agency, for upcoming adult films based in both fetish and fantasy. So we're going to be bringing our romance, our passion, and our take on everything kink to more people all over the world. So, you know, the signing was, I guess, a little bit newsworthy because for the V Agency to sign me not only as an adult entertainer but also as a hip hop artist.
Mm-hmm.
They plastered it everywhere. It's funny, a bunch of the people on tour were like, "Yo, I have a friend who's really into porn." You know, a friend, of course. I have a friend who's really into porn, and they said that they saw you on the AVN site, and somebody retweeted it, and a whole bunch of rappers and some other people of noteworthy fame and whatnot that shall remain nameless were definitely very interested in what it is that we do. And, you know, when you stepped on that stage in Miami, let's just say, all of those rappers had probably spent some alone time with your Instagram page.
Well, if they're listening, please contact me. You don't have to be alone in this. We can help you all out. And I hope everybody is going to check out our work with the B Agency as well as our Royal Fetish films. So a lot goes on between episode to episode, huh, King?
Yeah, I mean, at some point we're going to have to chronicle all of our goings-ons and things like that, because we definitely stay busy. And even when we're away from y'all, trust me, we're still making love to your minds in some shape, form, or fashion. All you got to do is find us on one of our social media networks.
Yes. Before we close tonight, we'll be sure to let you know our next stop. We have lots going on as we jump into spring. But tonight, we are going to be talking about these erotic touch massages that have become very, very popular, really a part of every fantasy flight, and also a service that's offered by Jet Setting Jasmine and Sensual Noir. And many people that have experienced erotic touch massage by you, King, or by our other therapist, Nikki, don't quite have the words to explain. And that's how you know something is good, when you leave them speechless.
Yes.
But there are those that are kind of on the fence, haven't, you know, taken a chance yet. And so I really wanted to spend tonight talking about what an erotic touch massage is, what our listeners can expect, or, you know, what they may be looking forward to. And I thought that we would bring a special guest who I didn't get her alias, so we'll let her introduce herself in a minute. She's never had an erotic touch massage, and she actually is booked with you in a few days. So
yes.
And we've never done this before. We've never had, well, of course you do consultations all the time, but we've never brought a guest onto the show to talk about, like, their pre-massage jitters. And give you a chance to have this experience talking to one of your clients beforehand. So.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think it's good, and I mean, you already said the experience, which I hold as a very proud alias now from one of our past clients. So hopefully, I'll be able to answer any questions that she has, and I mean, this is how you met me as well. So feel free to chime in at any time.
Will do. I haven't stopped talking about it since. So I also am going to ask her to come back after her massage, and let's see if she'll share a few words with us then, too, to, you know, validate that the experience is as good as we talked about today. So what are you going by today? Welcome to the show.
Hello. Hi, King and Queen. How are you?
Wonderful.
Well, I am Tony. I will be coming for my massage, and you know, I just had a couple of questions. This is something so new and different from anything I've ever experienced. So, I just had a couple of questions, and just want to see what I'm up against here.
Well, you're definitely not up against anything. Good evening to you. This isn't going to be something that's against you in any way, other than maybe my body.
Hey, and there you go. That was off the checklist.
Tony, how did you find Sensual Noir and Jet Setting Jasmine? How did you even get to the point of booking an erotic touch massage?
Well, you know what? Honestly, I followed the Hassan Salam page, followed the music page, and I saw, you know, in the post, I see something about erotic massage, and I was like, wait a minute, this is not going with the rest of the page. I just did a little digging around on Facebook, and I found another page for King Noir, and I was just like, whoa, this is the same person, but there's less clothing. And that made me a little happy about that. I decided to just do a little bit more digging. You know, I'm an internet freak, so I like to just see what's out there. And I saw a book now, and I saw Jet Setting Jasmine, and I was like, I saw a little bit of feedback, and I was like, oh, okay. When I felt adventurous that day, so I decided to book a consultation, and I spoke briefly with King, and I was already sold before I booked the consultation, so I was just like, hey, do it.
Nice. Well, go ahead and shoot some of your questions. Let's see if we can not only make this a easy transition for you, but also for some of our listeners who've been toying around with the idea for some time now.
Yeah, definitely. Yes. I've spoke to some friends about it, and they're just like, well, what is it? And I was like, I don't know, but I'm down. But some of the questions, how about, what do we wear? Like, is there an attire? Is there, do I wear a robe? I mean, what happens there? What's going on with that?
Wear whatever makes you comfortable. If coming out in a robe is what makes you comfortable, a towel, or you can leave all of your clothes on and I can help you take off whatever you would like to have off.
Okay.
Definitely need your back to be massaged, but also, you know, you have the option of getting yourself comfortable on the table and I enter the robe whenever you're ready. You know, it's all about you being comfortable and meeting you where you're ready to be met.
Sounds pretty good.
Tony, I was butt naked with a wig on. That's where I was.
Sounds like you came prepared on that night. Okay. All right. That's cool. All right. That sounds pretty good there.
Yeah, a regular massage, like, you know, at your regular spa. What do you normally take off or leave on?
It's usually like a towel or, you know, I'm pretty comfortable with my skin, so it's not a big deal to be naked. It's just skin.
Gotcha.
I cover the lower half with a towel.
Mm-hmm.
And,
all right.
You know, make sure temperature, mood, and everything else is correct. So if at any time you want to take off anything else, all you have to do is ask, and I can assist you.
Yes, okay. All right, this is very interesting so far. Now, King, what exactly will you do to me?
It all depends on which massage you book. Mm. You know, if you're interested in bliss, all of the massages incorporate Reiki, deep tissue, shiatsu techniques, and also entertainment. If you order bliss, a high level is placed on the entertainment aspect of everything. Like if you've ever been to a male review, you know, there's a lot of eye candy there for you. There's a dance involved for you. And when I dance, I don't just use the floor. You know, I use the table as something to assist as a prop. So, you know, the actual technique came about when I used to dance at parties. And, you know, giving a woman a lap dance isn't particularly a all-natural sexual position, but me behind you, on top of you, is. So the dance takes on a different meaning. It takes on a more sensual, erotic, and passionate form from there as opposed to a lap dance.
Wow. I'm already sold. Like, I wish the massage was tomorrow so that we can do this. Well, I saw on your Facebook page, King, there was some candles, there was like a bath, and it was just like heaven in a room. Do you recreate that in every massage booking?
Well, if you were looking for something with bathing, that's actually sensual bathing, which does incorporate a massage, and I do recreate that. I like to think that I have the talent to be able to make any room romantic.
Hmm.
Whether I'm coming to you or you book a hotel or something like that, I set it up in many ways so that you can just relax. You don't have to worry about setting anything up. You don't have to worry about running your water. You really don't even have to worry about getting in the tub. I can take care of all that for you.
Now, King, I have seen you set up some dungeons, too, in some interesting spaces. So for our ladies, and I don't know, Tony, this might be you, too, that are looking for something a little bit on the edgy side. Can you tell us a little bit about Yeah, okay. Can you tell us a little bit about your Jesus Gray massage, a little bit more about those that are looking to maybe turn on the sub or dom in them?
Yes, with the Shades of Gray, which it's called. So what we do is turn any room or any location into a dungeon. A lot of people are used to booking someplace and having to go there. But you know, some people aren't comfortable with just walking into a dungeon. So I can turn your room, I could turn your living room, your basement, your attic, anywhere, into your own private dungeon. So it's basically based upon what it is you're looking for. Sensory deprivation, bondage, BDSM, tests one's limits. You know, everything is set up very much along the lines of what you're ready for. You know, some people, their only experience with S&M is from reading the Shades of Grey book. So to actually bring it into real life and bring it into their actual experience, you have to take baby steps. Other people are well-versed and are ready for taking it to another level, actually fully experiencing what it's like to fully lose control or give control over to a master fetish trainer. All that can be incorporated either in the massage, or you can just have a fetish training session where everything is based around dominance and submission.
So, Tony, hearing this, what is it that you hope to get out of your erotic touch massage?
Actually, I just want a new experience. I'm coming in. I'm trying to have a little influence over what happens. I would just like to experience this as something very new and something honest and something that I can hopefully not have words for when it's done. I want to see what mm-hmm. all the feedback is about. I want to see what women are raving about.
I can truly say that no two sensual noir massage experiences are exactly the same. There are certain things that will happen in every massage. I mean, you will be massaged, but everything is a new experience for me as well as for you. Since I've never performed for you or massaged you, you know, you're different than every other woman. So pleasing you is going to be different than pleasing everyone else. And that's what I look forward to, because pleasing is what pleases me.
Is that your fetish?
That's one of my many fetishes.
I almost feel bad about interrupting this moment sitting right here, but but I do have to keep the show going here. So can we also have some questions that we get pretty often, and I think it'll be nice, and this may be also of interest to Tony too. A lot of our clients, or before they're our clients, they want to know if there can be role play in the massages. So have you done that before?
Absolutely. One of my favorite role play experiences with a massage was I was playing her husband, and I was catering to her as soon as she got through the door after a very long day at work. So as soon as she got to the door, I took a bag out of her hand, placed it on the couch, started undressing her, slowly rubbing her shoulders, relaxing her mind and taking her mind away from work, placing her on the table and just taking away all the stress of the day that she had. Just from the role play as well, I felt like she wanted a certain tenderness, she wanted a closeness. And I provided that for her.
Damn. That's what marriage is like.
I guess that's what our marriage was like. I can't speak for everybody else.
Ah, that sounds lovely. So some other thoughts are, do we offer couples massages, or can there be more than one person involved? I'll let you answer that.
And yes.
Just sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Yes and yes. I mean, you know, Nikki and I definitely do couples massages. Nikki is an amazing masseuse. She's who I go to when I need a massage. And I've also massaged two women at once.
Now, King, don't forget when you've had an extra helping hand.
Well, I know you don't like me to say that you're a masseuse.
Oh, I'm not. but I don't mind getting involved if, you know, our clients need some extra attention. And that has been probably one of my favorite experiences, getting a chance to be in the room with you or whatever the setting is at the time, and maybe just helping with some restraint or a feather, some ice. It's really nice to every now and again cater and see how we just transform our clients, and how I think the nice part, especially when they come out of the room or when I have been in the room, is seeing them just kind of like give in to the situation, give in to letting someone do something for them and relaxing. You see the stress come off their face, their shoulders relax. You have great hands, and you also just make it easy. You make it very easy for our clients to relax. And the same for Nikki when she's had a couples massage or a male client.
Thank you. I think that you actually set it right 100% with the letting somebody. You know, one of the things I always say is, you know, let go and let me. You know, I think it's very important to, if you really want to experience bliss and even beyond just the entertainment aspects, but letting me get that knot out of your neck, out of your shoulder, out of your thigh, allowing me to caress you in a way that you can just breathe easier. You know, a lot of times people will come in afraid to be touched, or people have gone through trauma in life. So I truly believe that it's a great calling and such an honor that somebody would let me, you know, just to be in a room alone with me. Some people have been through serious trauma in their life. So to be able to open up your mind and, you know, just open up to touch can do so much. Just for the first step of that can do so much to make your day that much better.
How are we doing over there, Denny?
I'm learning. It sounds so therapeutic. I mean, it's more than some guy in a corner waiting to be off. It's you're helping people, and you know, it's different.
I don't think it's
why aren't more people doing it?
Me waiting in a. I don't think any of it is me waiting in a corner, though.
I'm
out front and center.
Good to know. It's just amazing that, you know, I think with sex in general, but just the word sex and eroticism and things like that, people just automatically tense up because of civilization. And it's refreshing to be able to talk and to express that other side with someone who is open to talk about these things and do these things, because we're all very, very tightly wound, I can attest. And so thank you, King.
You're very welcome.
So, Tony, any other questions on your end?
I think all of my questions have been answered. I can't wait to come back and tell you about the experience.
So, you know, I wanted to talk a little bit more about how we've been able to incorporate the style of erotic touch massage into our fantasy flights. For those of us ladies that either have experienced an erotic touch massage or may still, even now after hearing, be on the fence about it, King, maybe we can share a little bit about how we've done some demos and how we've used this as a tool for education during our fantasy flight parties.
Well, I think the one of the main ways goes back to what we were just discussing about how therapeutic touch is, you know, with your partner or even just by yourself, you know, just exploring and allowing yourself to touch, to be touched, to allow pleasure into your life. You know, I think Tony just said, you know, the word sex, the thoughts of sex in society are viewed as taboo so often that we lock ourselves away from things that actually feel good. And, you know, when you feel good physically, it adds on to feeling good mentally. We've used basic elements from the different massages, whether it be just showing people how to use candle wax to not burn somebody, to make it actually feel good. You did that on stage in Miami. Very good. Very nice. We've used, you know, just different techniques of how to touch, showing couples just different ways to touch one another. Everything from massage techniques, but to just different caresses, just different ways to touch somebody to turn them on. We've also used toys. So you're the queen of toys. I think you might want to let them know how we use those. Like, for example, with the climax massage. Why don't you tell them about that, Jeff?
So during our fantasy sex parties or even solo massages, one of the things that we learned is that women, men, couples, they are looking to explore more, and sometimes they'll purchase toys and they'll never even break them out. They'll never even take them out the box because they can be intimidating, or they haven't spent any time practicing or playing with them or learning how to use them. So it's usually not something that you want to break out during, you know, an intimate moment with your partner. And of course we do demos at our parties, but there's nothing like really having an opportunity to use your elevation toy, whether that's a vibrator, cuffs like you mentioned, paddles. We even have like this awesome one that you use with the fire and ice. It's the vibrator that also has the ice attached to it. And actually use them in the massage. You know, we allow you to guide yourself to climax or to your pleasure zone, your point of comfort. And having that experience in a safe place with no judgment, where you can ask questions, where you can kind of just let yourself go and let your inhibitions go, often alleviate some of the stress that we have when we're with our partners, you know, not knowing exactly how something works or what the sensation feels like, or being afraid to try something new. So that is also a service that we offer. When you're customizing your massage package with King or Nikki or myself, we work to make sure that you have just the right toy, the right tools, a few different options. And I mean, King, you do amazing work with helping our clients introduce these things, even allowing them to touch you with certain things so that they know how to use them appropriately with their partners, not to freak anyone out.
Yes.
You know, and I think it's such a wonderful thing when people say, like, oh, like, I've had this thing forever and I never knew how to use it. Is it something that I can do with my massage? And then they leave, like, feeling empowered. I think we do that really well. So, Tony, what you bringing with you?
I am going to bring me.
Okay.
It's going to be, do to me what you will.
I like how that sounds.
Yes.
Oh, yes, I'm taking you up on that offer.
Wow. Did I bite off more than I can chew?
Possibly.
No, I'm the one that's going to be sitting in the corner with my video camera.
Please, no Facebook, please. I can't wait.
Well, Tony, thank you so much for being willing to ask questions that our clients have been having for some time and inspiring tonight's show. And
thank you for having me. It's appreciated.
Thank you.
And we'll be back with her review and a little bit more we have to share with our erotic touch massages. We have some of our packages that we did not talk about, but we'll hold that for our follow-up show. Sounds good, King?
Sounds good to me.
So, King, before we wrap it up for the night, I just want to let our listeners know where they can find us over the next couple of months so that they can keep up with us or book us when we are in or near their area. I'll be joining King up in the New York, New Jersey area. We have some exciting events going on there. I'll let you give the rundown up north.
Well, in Jersey City, we have a swingers event that we're going to be stopping by, doing a few demos, and I'm going to be setting up the massage tables. So, you know, we have to throw the swing up on the door, show them how it's done, of course. And then you have your Nauterotica shoot. which I think is going to be extremely sexy. That's going to be showcasing Steel and Stilettos and also all the sexiness that is Jet Setting Jasmine. You looking forward to that one?
I am. I heard the photographer is pretty cute.
Nice. I have no idea.
Then you have a few more shows left in New York and Rhode Island, so be sure to also check out the Hassan Salaam page for more information on that. And then we head back south, where you can catch King at some of the local nightclubs, making some appearances in the Tampa Bay area. That's going to be very exciting. I know we're doing some ladies' nights, and we'll come visit you there. Let's see. We have a fantasy flight party in Tampa with our lovely ladies of Tampa who keep bringing us back. We love you so much. And then I think we head up to Maryland for more Steel and Stilettos. So obviously we'll be all over the place from spring into summer. So check us out. You know where to reach us. And have a wonderful evening. Join us back for the next episode of the Mile High Club. King, will you take us out?
This is a renaissance for the art of making love. Jet Setting around the globe with the Mile High Club. Good night, y'all.
Good night.
The ultimate. It's a renaissance for the art of making love. Jet Setting around the globe with the Mile High Club. Come fly with us from these skies above. The ultimate high, and baby, you my drug. So let me explain that making love in the rain will make your whole life change. Said you like it rough, so every spot get touched. Foreplay the role play, ropes and handcuffs. So blow a kiss my way, turn up the Sade. Lost in the moment, been in it since Friday. Menage a trois, c'est la vie. On you, on her, and you're both on me. See, treat her like a queen, fuck her like a fool. Treat her like a queen, fuck her like a fool. Treat her like a queen, fuck her like a fool. Treat her like a queen, fuck her like a fool. So let me introduce you to all the positions of the Kama Sutra. I'm a gentleman, open doors and pull out chairs. Behind closed doors, smack ass and pull back hair. Soon as you said King, put that right there. Head you up against the wall, legs up in the air. So down and move your hips like a lunar eclipse. Honey dip, skin tone, been calling for bliss. Could tell how you want it from the way that you kiss. So I keep a wet smile and all four of your lips. Treat her like a queen, fuck her like a fool. Treat her like a queen, fuck her like a fool. Treat her like a queen, fuck her like a fool. Treat her like a queen, fuck her like a fool. So let me introduce you to all the positions of the Kama Sutra. Girl, you just like me, always stay in the mood. Rest of the world disappear when we get up in our groove. Cocoa butter smooth, then step into all the moves. And your legs look amazing in some high heel shoes. Couldn't choose a favorite body part, it's all the work of art. Shit, you got the Mona Lisa on smash. Said your clothes look good on ya, but they look better off ya. So let's make sure that good shit lasts. Take them all from me. Treat her like a queen, fuck her like a fool. Treat her like a queen, fuck her like a fool. Treat her like a queen, fuck her like a fool. Treat her like a queen, fuck her like a fool. So let me introduce you to all the positions of the Kama Sutra. You know there's 529 positions in the Kama Sutra, right? Why we gotta choose just one? I'm baptized in your thighs when your body explodes.